Okay, so as aforementioned before the news, takes just a small change in a child's sleeping habits to make a big change in his or her behavior. Findings of a study published in the journal Pediatrics, which is probably a good place if you're talking about kids, right?
Generally speaking, yeah.
Better than some septuagenarian magazine or something. Anyway, details how researchers divided children into two groups. Over a period of 5 days, one group of kids got 27 minutes more sleep each night than the other group. The children who had more sleep at night were less likely to be sleepy during the day. I guess that makes sense, which means they were less emotional. They were less likely to start crying and get really angry very quickly. Teachers reported the kids who got more sleep were able to sit still, pay better attention in class as well. Again, this would have to be all things being equal. As somebody who probably has ADD, I'm not saying that the amount of sleep I got would have anything to do with that. Researchers say that parents need to make sleep a priority with their kids. Oh, sure. Yeah, let's be sure and do that, because, once again, one of the groups they're talking to are 12 to 18-year-olds. Parents of 12 to 18-year-olds, when you say to your child, it's time to go to bed, what's the typical reaction going to be there? Right. Experts suggest newborns get 15 to 16 hours of sleep per day. Children a month through a year, 14 to 15 hours. If they're between 1 and 3 years old, 12 to 14 hours. Kids who are 3 to 6, 10 to 12 hours. And then your 7 to 12-year-olds, about 11 hours. And again, 12 to 18-year-olds need 8 to 9 hours of sleep. My thought is they're not getting that, okay? Just saying.
Probably new.
Yeah. Now, and while you're talking about kids in beds, the summer camp where I worked, one thing that helps if your kid wets the bed, I had a camper who wetted the bed, and I had to wake her up. I think it was either 30 minutes or an hour after she'd gone to sleep, and something about disrupting the sleep cycle, waking the kid up and having them use the bathroom then and then go back to bed helps them to keep from wetting the bed during the rest of the night.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. See, again, it's our sleep cycles. We don't think about it, but obviously it makes a little bit of a difference here. Sean's here this morning from the City of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Scott.
Wonderful.
How are you?
All right. What have we got going on today?
Well, I'd like to mention to everybody, all of your listeners, in case they didn't know this already, all month long, the month of October is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month.
Oh, okay.
So if you go to animals.bryantx.gov, mm-hmm. You can view all the animals that we have there at the shelter, and you can actually get a dog, for free.
What?
For free.
Okay.
Did you see? I got
yeah.
your attention.
No
I
kidding.
Said free.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, so it's free to adopt a dog all month of October with a donation.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, any donation that you would like to make to the Animal Center would be appreciated. Dogs are free. If you're a cat person, which I'm not,
yeah.
They're $25.
All right. There's some out there.
Oh, sure. Yeah, now you're going to get cat all mad.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Right. Okay, so if they want some more information, what do they do?
They go to animals.bryantx.gov or BryanAnimalCenter.com.
Okay.
Cat racist.
Yeah.
No, the deal is cats are worth it.
Oh, is that
They're
it?
Worth the $25.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the cats don't love you as much,
no,
though.
No, they really don't.
No, hey now.
All right, so we got a guest.
I brought a guest with me today. We have a new PIO in the Bryan Police Department, and I decided to drag her around everywhere I go as an armed escort.
Oh, good. I like that. Okay.
So, I think it's abuse.
Yeah, it's abuse. Kelly McKeithen, our new PIO for Bryan PD, is here to talk about what's going on in Bryan PD.
Excuse me. Kelly's going to do that after she plays Jethro Trivia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
How are you, Kelly?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Trivia.
Are you from here?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I grew up here.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
All right. Name Consolidated or Bryan?
Bryan High.
That's right.
Go Vikes.
We won't hold it against you.
She gave me an amazing tour of the police facilities.
Oh, did she?
I had a good time hanging out with Kelly.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm A&M Consolidated. Check the scores on. Well, don't check last week. Don't check last week. But no. Okay. So anyway, do you know about Jethro Trivia?
No.
Okay. Jethro Trivia is our oddly little informative, and Sean, you're playing too. Don't forget. quiz about pop culture and things that are going on, current events. So
I fail.
Okay. No, you'll be fine. I'll ask you a question, and it's multiple choice.
Okay.
And you get to listen to other. You're going to get to answer last, so you get to hear the other people's answers. Not that that would make much difference.
If you know Scott and you know that he can do pop culture, anybody can play this
game.
Yeah,
really. Okay. Yep. Okay. Apple released a mysterious invitation this week to industry insiders for an event largely expected to preview what? Is it A, a larger iPhone, B, a sexier Siri, C, a smaller iPad, or D, a detachable Android faceplate? Again, Apple released a mysterious invitation this week to industry insiders for an event largely expected to preview what? A, a larger iPhone, B, a sexier Siri, C, a smaller iPad, or D, a detachable Android faceplate. Now, you'll go last, so, okay. Kevin?
Smaller iPad.
Okay. All right, Kat?
Also, I'm going to go with smaller iPad.
Okay. We're going to call you K-Sean today so that everybody's name will start with a K. That'd
okay, I'm okay neat. With that.
Okay, all right.
All right, I would like to say detachable Android faceplate.
Oh, I like that, too. Okay, and Kelly?
Well, nothing seems to be getting larger, so I'm going to go with the majority here on the small iPad.
Okay, that's it. It's a smaller iPad. There you go. They sent out emails to members of the press on Tuesday for the invitation-only event, San Jose, California. Next Tuesday, the one-line message, we've got a little more to show you, so we'll see what happens. So, see, you're 1-0.
I am.
Okay, so undefeated. I know you probably want to retire now from doing that. All right, so anyhow, tell us what, now you've been with PD, you just haven't been the public information officer, is
correct.
That right?
Okay. I've been with the PD 12 years.
Okay, all right. So, what are we talking about today?
Well, you mentioned free stuff a while ago.
Yeah.
I've got some free stuff for you as well.
Okay.
October 24th, we are having the Pink Heels event at Lowe's parking lot from 5 to 8. They're going to have some free refreshments, popcorn, hot dogs, I believe. We're going to have bounce houses for the kids. All the emergency vehicles are going to be out there. And the Guardian of the Ribbons are bringing their pink police vehicle and fire truck.
Oh, very good.
Yes. It's
a pink fire truck?
Pink fire truck.
Oh.
I know you were thinking pink heels like Sean was going to prance around in high heels.
Yeah, that'd be something, yeah.
But no, this is cancer awareness.
Sure
it is. We're bringing awareness to all women's cancer.
Yeah.
We encourage you to come out. There are some T-shirts for sale, if you would like, and they are very cool looking. You got one yet?
I will get one at the event.
All right.
Okay.
All of them. I'm going to get one of each.
Okay.
Yes. If you want to look at them and purchase them, you can go online at www.protectbfd.org.
Gotcha.
.org. We're coupling with the fire department for this event.
Mm-hmm.
They're 15 in advance or 20 at the event.
Okay. Very good.
So that way the shirt will match his heels.
Yeah, that's right,
that's
when
right.
you put the heels on, right?
It's a very stylish shirt.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, very good. Thanks a lot, Kelly.
Yes,
good to meet you. Look forward to seeing you in the future. And, Sean, we'll see you again soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, you bet. Visit with the folks from Brian on Thursdays on News Talk 1620.